The straw man does not exist. No one to blame but guess who? Folks, there is no such thing as a Democratic Party constitutionally. It is merely a straw man to cover for the compromises of what you have been taught to believe when it comes to the Republican Party, which, by the way, does not constitutionally exist neither. A friend of mine recently sent this over to me and thought it was worth a little notoriety. He wrote, "If this offends you, the liberal progressives, then you are the ones that are lost souls that need to hit the bottom before you can see the real truth. Remembering the footprints of Jesus as he will carry you through the darkest of times," said he. "Just know that Jesus has not left you," and then he quoted Luke 15:11. He said, "You left him and he is awaiting you to come back home." And he's exactly right. He wrote, "The Democrats removed Jesus from their Democratic platform. The Democrats supporting killing the unborn. 70 million since Roe versus Wade, even in the third trimester. The Democrats supported slavery, segregation, Jim Crow laws, and founded the KKK. The Democrats opposed the civil rights of 1865 and 1965. The Democrats opposed the voting rights for blacks in 1880. The Democrats opposed women's voting rights in the 1920s. The Democrats supported leaving the Union, thus creating a civil war as 600,000 Americans died. The Democrats supported World War I. Democrat President Woodrow Wilson, 115,516 men died. The Democrats supported World War II. Democratic President Franklin D. Roosevelt, 415,000 Americans died during that war, a total of 60 million worldwide. The Democrats supported the Korean War. Democratic President Harry S. Truman, nearly 5 million men died in that war. The Democrats supported the Vietnam War. Democratic President Lyndon B. Johnson, 58,151 Americans died during that war. The Democrats supported sex education for elementary children and gender equality. The Democrats supported the jab for COVID-19 and the death count, unknown. The Democrats supported defunding police and burning down police departments. The Democrats supported Black Lives Matters, the opposite of MLK in his having a dream. The Democrats supported LGBTQ and gender manipulation. The Democrats support men in women's sports. The Democrats support the legalization of drugs. The Democrats supported open borders and the legalization of 11 million illegals in this country. The Democrats support sanctuary cities for illegals. The Democrats support license for illegals. The Democrats supported limited jail sentences for criminals, no death penalty. The Democrats supported the theft of store property for up to $1,000. The Democrats support same-sex marriage. The Democrats support shutting down free speech for conservatives on college campuses. The Democrats oppose same-day voting and proof of ID, which appears written in the Constitution. The Democrats oppose the death penalty but support the killing of the unborn. The Democrats oppose preaching politics from the pulpit, yet support Planned Parenthood, the taking of a life. The two-party system exists no more than having 98 other parties that man has unconstitutionally added to the Constitution. Friends, we are again a constitutional republic. We are ruled by law under God, which unites us if we take heed to it. The unconstitutional two-party system has been created to divide the people so that they are more easily conquered, period. There is no straw man. When it comes down to who the responsible party is, only the people that allow this nonsense to continue are to blame. The right, as they call themselves, only complain of what it is that they are guilty of or doing or of tolerating. So therefore, in conclusion, if the right was doing the right thing all of the time, there wouldn't be a left. Americans, our sins are finding us out. And again, in ending, the straw man does not exist. The message, repent. 10 seconds, and we will be going live. 10 seconds, and we will be going live. 5 seconds, and we will be going live. 5 seconds, and we will be going live. J.C. Ryle rightly stated that the saddest symptom about many so-called Christians is the utter absence of anything like conflict and fight against spiritual apathy in their Christianity. They eat, they drink, they dress, they work, they amuse themselves, they get money, they spend money, they go through a brief round of formal religious services once or twice every week. But of the great spiritual warfare, its watchings and strugglings, its agonies and anxieties, its battles and contests, of all things they appear to know nothing at all. Let us take care that this case is not our own. We should all consider Charles Spurgeon's quote when he said, "The cross is the danger signal to all of us. It warns you that if God spared not his only son, he will not spare you. It is the lighthouse set on the rocks of sin to warn you that swift and sure destruction awaits you if you continue to rebel against the Lord."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I titled the show today, now that you got that out of the way, the reason I said, now that you got that out of the way, it's like, okay, I guess I become at the scorn at the end of some fingers out there. Again, just a few. But interestingly enough, we had Mike Lindell on, a gubernatorial candidate for the state of Minnesota here. And we invited him on the show as a guest. And it's like, I guess there were some people that just expected me to invite him into my house, per se, into the studio. And then once he got in here, beat him up in front of everybody for absolutely no reason. And I guess, you know, I mean, there's just some people that want to do that. But I guess, again, what it really comes down to is the fact that a lot of the proud grace to the humble, there is something called discernment, and that's what we need to do. Is exercise our discernment. That's why the Lord gave it to us. So anyways, I'm just having fun with all of that. And in all sincerity, I am. But again, I'm not going to invite somebody on this show unless it's one of those that I just know that I'm going to go after. I'm still not going to set them up for the fall without them knowing what they're getting themselves in for. That's not right. And it's something that I'm not going to be a part of. Again, if I invite somebody on the show, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt until we get them here. And then we're going to start asking real questions. Concerning Mike Lindell the other day, first shot. And I asked him if he'd come back on the show, and he said he would absolutely anytime. So we're going to have him up on the show again, and we're going to ask him some real questions. And so we'll get to that when we get to Mike again for the second round. But aside of that, friends, I did want to let you know that if you want to go ahead and check us out on social media platforms, I'm just going to drop these topics as quick as I possibly can over the next hour. And if you want to jump on social media platforms, you can do that. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. I'm just looking at live chat right now. And as I'm looking at our numbers again, it's absolutely amazing. I'm just going to keep this out there so people can understand what's going on. Rumble's doing the same thing concerning censorship and suppression. And pulling the platforms from people. There's no question about it, folks. They claim to be something that they're clearly not. I'm looking at the numbers right now. I have never seen the numbers that low before, and yet we have over 250,000 unique visitors on our channel every single week. Just consider what's going on here. That's how they're winning the game. Anyways, aside of that, Let me go back to the point that I wanted to make. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page. BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Subscribe to both those pages. If you want to call in, stick to the topic. That number's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. Again, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, rightly stated by Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America. So here it is. Some time ago, I was invited to come out to something called, I believe it was probably about 15 years ago. It was called Eagle Forum. During that particular time, we were doing a lot of high schools across the country. I just did one a week and a half ago out here in the Midwest. And interestingly enough, we went out there. There's probably about 300 people. And these were Christian groups networking from all over the country, which is a great idea. I love that. We got to come together. There's power and unity, no question about it, but under the banner of Christ. And when we went out there, I seen what was going on. They had speakers there like Michael Medved, Brigitte Gabriel. I mean, the list goes on. And I was new to all of that. And so as I was initiated into this, I was listening to these people talk from morning to afternoon. I think we did it. We stomached it for about one day, okay? And so we got there the first day. I listened to what was going on, and I had the answer. I told them, we can answer these questions if you guys want to hear them. And then what happens the second day, they did a Q&A, so the people could actually talk back to the said speakers. And as I'm going up to the microphone again, I'm listening to everybody complain. And you know what they were complaining about? They were complaining about what was being taught in public schools. And see, here's the problem. It was the same parents that were complaining about what was going on in public schools that were actually dropping off their children to be indoctrinated by their sworn enemies. So it was almost like there was no winning. And it's what the Lord said concerning the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. In other words, if you profess to be mine, you better understand that I'm going to hold you accountable to just that, like it or not, period. Practice what you preach. And so it was my opportunity to get up and talk, and I was eager to do so. And this, again, was my initiation into these groups of people that were raising a lot of money to do nothing but complain to the parents that were sending their kids into the schools, again, to be raised up by their sworn enemies. So I got up to the microphone, and as I got up to the microphone, and I can still see it clear as day, and they had like a whole board. There's probably about 8 to 10 individuals on the board. They were the speakers. And so I just went up there and I said, you know, one of the things that I've been paying attention to here is you guys are all complaining about what's going on in public schools. I said, but I'm the guy that's out there doing high schools all over the country. And so I started to give them the answers to their problems. Guess what, friends? They didn't want to hear them. Just like I see at church on Sundays, just like I see every day of the week during radio, they claim they want the answers, but they don't want to be a part of it. They don't want to help others actually be a part of the resolve. And so I looked at them and I told them, listen, this is what we're doing in public schools. We got to cross the line. The state has no children. Those are our kids. And we need to go back into the public schools and educate them and show them where they came from so they know where they're going. Again, mute every single one of these speakers. They didn't want to hear a word I had to say. Because what happens is when guys like me come in there, what does it do? It takes their money changers and it dumps them upside down because it's money they don't need to be earning or being given as a charity if they were merely doing their job by pulling their kid from the public school in the first place. So again, it's not so much, friends, about your effectiveness in ministry like mine. It's if people like you, regardless if they bring forth fruit or not, they want people out there that look and act or inact just like themselves. And America's filled with that. Now, why am I bringing all this up? I'm bringing this up because I was just asked just yesterday if I wanted to come out and be a part of Liberty Pastors in San Diego, California. And I thought, well, I know who sent out the invitation. But I said, are you asking me to talk to these said pastors and bring my message to them concerning my testimony? I'm going to stop right there. I'll come right back and I'll finish the point. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Addie and I'm 15 years old. I've been listening to Bradley Dean's church for a little over a year now. Each time I listen, it is more and more empowering. Bradley is building up more of the Lord's soldiers for the battles we face as true Christians. Bradley's church doesn't waver from the truth. He teaches straight from the Bible and his testimonies, and talks about the things that actually need talking about. If you want to feel the true fire from the Lord, come join us every Sunday at Sons of Liberty Radio Church Live with Bradley Dean at 9 a.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Branstner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." I was just highlighting the fact that the only thing that people really care about is if they like you or not, rather than are you effective or not. They'd rather have a part of the good old boys club, those that are ineffective, but they like them. They don't want those effective guys around, because those effective guys, what do? Is they stand as a testimony against their ineffectiveness. Do you understand? That is what my whole ministry is premised upon. It's exactly like Numbers 13 and 14, when Joshua and Caleb were commanded by Moses to go get the fruit and come back and show them it can be done. The American people don't want to see that. They don't want to see that it can be done. They just want to complain about what they tolerate. I was just highlighting the fact that I was called to a meeting probably 15 years ago when we were doing high schools, 100 of them a year. And we were called to go to this meeting. Had no idea what it was about until we got there. And then that's all we did, is see these older people sit and complain about what was going on in public schools. But if you pulled the curtain back, you'd find out they were the ones that were sending their kids into public schools to be raised up by their sworn enemies. In other words, wisdom is justified by your children. Luke 7:35. Okay? So there is the Lord bearing witness to the fact that he's not going to play the hypocrite with the people. Rather, he's going to expose them for who they are. Luke 12:2. And he's going to testify to their faces. And what's going to happen is those kids are going to be raised up and they're going to despise their parents for what it is that their parents have been a part of concerning their hypocrisies. Now, I'm bringing all of that up, friends, because none of them wanted to hear a thing that I had to say. They didn't want me going in there telling them that it can be done. Folks, let me say this. We never lost the right to do the things that I've always been doing, and I'm going to continue to do by the grace of God. We never lost the right. A lot of the stuff that the conservatives and the professors in the buildings called churches across America, they're hiding behind what does not exist concerning the straw man, concerning their status, concerning lines between church and state, and the list goes on. But I don't want to get too far off course here. I want to tell you what I did is I realized that guys like me, when I go in there and show them that it can be done, we actually have to go fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, to get into those high schools, which by a majority of them, we had to raise the money to do them. See, they don't want to hear that because they have to raise the money. No, what they'd rather do is raise the money by telling the parents what the problems are rather than being a part of the answer. I'm not going to be a part of that, nor will I ever be a part of that problem in Jesus' name. But I was asked just yesterday to be a part of an event that they're having in San Diego. And I'm not even going to say the name of it. But as I look at the people there, I know one person. And I know that this individual has never been inside or outside of the building. In other words, doing his job to go outside of the church and bear reproach of Christ for his glory. But it's interesting as I look at all these faces and all these names, all of them are those. They're a part of the establishment problem that starts in the church. That's why you have one in the government. You know, it's been said that the best book in the preacher's library is his testimony. And as I look at these individuals, I sincerely ask, and some of them I know to be true, that they have no testimony outside of that building that they play safe inside of every Sunday. And yet they want to go and raise up other said church leaders to do what? You know, when the Bible talks about how they would basically compass sea and they would compass the earth to find proselytes. Proselytates, in other words, to convert them over to be twice as much the sons and daughters of hell as themselves. It's exactly what they prefer. It's what they prefer. People, do you not see that this is the problem? Do you not see that we have to step outside of ourselves to find the Lord and bear our cross? So what I did, going back to this pastoral conference and raising up pastors, and the person that invited us, my wife said back to him, so are you asking Bradley to be one of the speakers there? And this person came back and said, no, we weren't asking him to be, one of the speakers here. We just wanted to see if he wanted to come and basically, you know, connect with other people from all over the country. Well, that was a nice sentiment, but I already know what's inside of that building. For the most part, a bunch of do-nothings. So why would I waste my time doing that? Why would I waste my time doing that? Well, here's the other thing. And what bothers me about it, it's not so much that they had the audacity to overlook the experience and testimony of the ministry. They had the audacity to actually believe that somehow or another that I was going to fly there with my wife and we were going to sit there and subject ourselves to a bunch of people that have no experience in what they're allegedly teaching others to do. I'm not going to be a part of that. So we said, absolutely not. We're not coming to it. And then the other thing, I'll tell you another thing, is if they did ask me to be a speaker there, I'll tell you the first thing I would have did is I show them the doors and I would tell them to get outside of the doors and get busy and do their job is what I'd tell them. Well, then I seen another one come around. And it was the same people, same speakers. Some of them I never seen before. It was an educational events. And it's like, how many events do you people have to have? And you know who comes to these events, people? Church people. I mean, that's like going to Mexico and teaching these same individuals Spanish. They already know it. They already know the message. They're a bunch of do-nothings. And folks, I got to tell you, the best way to teach people how it is to follow Christ is to follow Christ. And where is Christ? He's out and about going from city to city preaching. Where was he? If he was not in the synagogues rebuking the religious hypocrites, Mark 8:15, I'll tell you where he was. He was out on the streets healing the sick, using the law to grace, Galatians 3:24, Mark chapter 10, verse 17. He was out there healing the sick, raising the dead. The list goes on. He was out and about. He was always with the people. These people don't want to be tested in their untried theology, people. Do you understand? And when you go to these meetings they have, they're worthless. The only thing they're trying to do is get the good old boys club back together and raise a little extra money to do nothing but to live in ease. The same message they preach, by the way. Folks, I had to tell you that because I'll tell you what, if there's one thing that gets my dander up, it's just that. And America is filled with a bunch of those that profess to claim what it is that they do not possess. They're fruitless trees. They're going to be cut down. And the fact of the matter is going to be twice as damned as they already are. I just want to say this. If you have no desire for others to be saved, you can rest assured that you yourself are not saved. You yourselves are not saved. Now, let me bring it over to you real quick. Last Sunday, and I think I brought this up quickly, just over the last couple shows here. Last Sunday, I had 10,300 people at church just on one outlet, 10,700 people. And I had shared with the people, you know, that if we got just the people online right now to do events in their community, regardless if we were a part of it or not, we could change our country. We could change our country. And that's all we did is show the people what it is that we have done. That's all we can do is bring forth the fruit that Christ is born to his glory, John 15:8, and nothing more. And when we show people the fruit, that offends people that don't have any fruit. Do you understand? And they want to be a part of those that chop down your tree that ain't going down. And I said, it ain't going down by the grace of God because it's not my tree. It's the Lord's tree. I'm just a part of it. And the fruit that's born there, it's never going to go anywhere. And P.S., that's exactly how he's glorified, Matthew 5:16. But in response to my request and my fleece concerning the people, concerning those 10,300 people at church, mind you, these people asked me to do church every Sunday. Out of all of those people in that fleece, when it was sent out, not one single response. Why? Because they've been so conditioned, just like they have in politics, that once they vote somebody in, right, or they claim their status as a Christian, regardless if they are or not, which 99% of them are not, they expect that the politician's going to do for them what it is that they fail to do for themselves. The same thing in Christendom. They expect that when they go to church, for some reason or another, they live like the devil all week, and that what they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and pin their sleeve to the preacher's sleeve that's going to pull them into heaven with them. I'm here to tell you, you are sadly deceived. No more is your salvation going to be worked out by me than a politician's is concerning the freedoms in which you now have. If the people don't respond, the people to their own demise fall into the pit and allowing the bad guys to continuously reign. And it's exactly where America's at today. It's exactly where America's at today. Folks, they don't care if you're fruitful. They don't want you fruitful because that means you're effective. They just want you to be as dead as them in their sins. That way they'll get around you. That way they want you to be a part of their club. We don't want to be a part of those clubs. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
If I profess with the loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God except that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, I'm not confessing Christ. However boldly I may be professing Christ, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. Martin Luther. And he continues on, a man cannot be thoroughly humbled till he realizes that his salvation is utterly beyond his own powers, counsels, efforts, will, and works, and depends absolutely on the will, counsel, pleasure, and work of another, God alone. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704 if you'd like to call in. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and BeforeIt'sNews.com. You know, Charles Spurgeon was right when he said it's treason against the King of Kings to tone down the Word of God. I want to make one more point concerning these speakers at these events nationwide. Folks, there's no life. They're deader than a doornail. There's no life at all whatsoever. There's no life. They have nothing to shout out for. And what is a preacher? What did they say of John the Baptist? He was one crying in the wilderness. You know how many toned down because they want to be just like the men that are lost in their sin and lost in apathy that are round about them? That's not what we're supposed to be. We're called to shake awake those that are dead in their sin. Go to Ephesians 5:14. And that's the purpose of the church. I want to get over to this because I got a lot to cover here. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. To all of you people that said it wasn't true, I want you to go ahead and give me a call right now. You can apologize to all of us if you wouldn't mind. Not that I really care about your apology, but here, Florida just passed a law to stop weather modification and geoengineering flights and protect natural weather patterns. Folks, if you're trying to figure out why there's so much wavering in the weather, it's because of just that. They're chemtrailing. It's found in Deuteronomy 28, verse 24. But again, I believe that this is the third or fourth state. I believe Tennessee's got one on the table. There's also one out in the East Coast. I believe it's Massachusetts that's already made it law to put a stop to this weather modification through spraying chemicals down on the people. And there's a fourth state. So again, it's in the congressional record. It's not like it's way out there and it's not really happening. It's really happening. As if it wasn't, because if it wasn't, friends, they wouldn't be passing laws to put a stop to it. And so anyways, there we have it. I also wanted to highlight one more thing. You know how I continuously tell you Deuteronomy 28 verse 43, how the foreigners will be brought into your country and they'll be made the head and you'll be made the tail under the curse? I just want you to listen to this really quick because this is brand new and it's making its way right now. But you know what the Muslims are saying? We're the American people's replacement. That's exactly why they're bringing them here. And guess who they are as the broom of, come on, let's say it, the broom of the Zionists in modern day Israel. The Muslims are used as mercenaries. That's why they're being brought into your country. They're there to dispossess you, just like the Lord said he would concerning those that fail to keep his commandments, statutes, and judgments. Hey, folks, I'm just going to give you the word. You can do whatever you will with it. I know that in many cases I've said it 1,000 times, but I'm going to hold to his word so that you might understand that your sin is before him and the bad guys are not in control. And those that are being used to dispossess you, they're here for a purpose in the hand of God to bring judgment upon you who fail and refuse to take heed to his words. That's called rebellion. Is what that's called. But I want you to listen to this really quick. This is an imam in Minnesota. Listen carefully as to what he says.
Place those of privilege of the days of old. They see the Muslims as their replacement. And to be honest with you, we are their replacement.
Yeah, we are their replacement.
We are, as they would say, the new kids on the block. And this is our moment. I beg you. Study your Quran, study the life of the Prophet, study the history of America, and recognize that this is a moment in history that you must not allow to escape you.
So the very ones that our forefathers fought off and kept them out, your modern day politician, like I've reiterated the point 1,000 times, literally, they're at war with your forefathers. So what our forefathers established concerning, you know, who the enemies of America are and who they are not, Thomas Jefferson in particular, he was one that fought off with the Leathernecks. You know them as the Leathernecks because the Muslims always wanted to chop their heads off. They'd always put leather around their necks so they couldn't do so. Well, our forefathers sent these out, never to come into America again. Now your said representatives are bringing and alluring them into this country. And P.S., I also wanted you to know, if you go to Tom Fitton's organization called Judicial Watch, you'll find out that Donald Trump is telling you that he means to keep them out. Has he prosecuted a one of them? No. But what we do know that he's doing is just the exact opposite, just like I've told you that 1,000 times as well. He's actually found on Judicial Watch's page as to supporting the charity concerning Muslims 3 times more than that of Barack Hussein Obama. Now, 2 days ago, I'd highlighted a video of, well, conservative news, because you always think it, for some reason or another, that it's always those bad straw man, those bad, bad guys called the left. Those aggressive lefters, right? Or those Democrats and all the crimes they're guilty of and they're responsible for, as if to suggest the right's not supposed to do that. But right? But you got to understand, in this uniparty system, that both roads, Republican, Democrat, they still go down the same agenda road, don't they? Have you figured that out yet? Well, guess who's doing it, friends? More so now than Fox News. Absolutely nobody. You need to hear this. Here you go.
Disruption for the long-term gain.
All saying the same thing.
Pain for the long-term gain.
Short-term pain be for long-term gain.
We're going to have some short-term pain with long-term gain.
Short-term pay for a long-term gain.
Some short-term pain, yes, but we've got some long-term gain. Short-term spike for a long-term spike.
So I want to say this just so you all understand. All of those favorite talking heads of yours over at Fox News, they're selling you out. They don't care about the people. If they did, they would make reference to the law that condemns the crime. They're there to divide the people. That's what they're paid millions of dollars for, in serving their sponsors that are advocating everything that is destroying this country morally. That is a fact. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, friends, would there be a left? Nope. It's not like the Republicans have a law unto themselves and then the Democrats have a law unto themselves. And if you talk to a politician and you ask him that question, they're dumbfounded. But let's listen to the rest of this.
Some short-term
all Judas's
pain for American consumers.
We may have to deal with that in the short term.
Short-term and temporary.
Temporary, short-term pain.
It's going to suck in the short term.
Some short-term pain.
Short-term
they're
pain.
All we have to focus doing on the same
short-term.
Thing, people.
Short-term. 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 Short-term and long-term.
Short-term.
Yep. Hopefully this is a short-term pain.
So what's the difference, people?
Highly outweighed of the long-term
they're
benefits.
All pushing the same narrative.
Pain for the long-term gain.
Short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain.
Okay, and if you want to keep filling yourself up with that garbage, talking about your cup of propaganda narrative, and you keep drinking it in, just understand both sides are doing it because both sides are under the control of those that are using them to destroy this country. That's why they're called useful idiots. Also wanted to highlight this, friends, catching up just a little bit here. After 9 days of strikes against Iran, the United States returns home 1,100 of its dead soldiers. Did you hear me? 1,100 soldiers have now come home in a box, friends. Just want to keep it there in front of you for a moment. Okay. One thing you're not going to see is the said president of the United States of America. Oh, let me just add insult to injury really quick here. Let me go over to scripture and let me throw something to your candor, wise ones. Okay. Those that want to advocate this, pay attention to Iraq. How wrong you all were. How wrong you all were. I want you to think about what scripture says. Let's practice what it preaches. Okay. How about that? In Luke 3:14, what does it say? John the Baptist, when asked by the soldiers what they were to do, how did John the Baptist instruct them? He instructed the soldiers by saying to them, do violence to no man. You know what the modern day politicians are doing? Like Erasmus said, they love to entertain war, but they've never been there. They're draft dodgers. They're draft dodgers. Right? Their kids never go to these wars they create. They laugh about it. Lindsey Graham's out there bragging about how they ran out of bombs. Hey, folks, just forget about the 1,100 boys that have already died in the process of fighting their unconstitutional wars because Mike Lukowski Netanyahu said so. Oh, don't ask me about that one either. Your politicians are telling you that these are modern-day Israel, Rothschild's Israel's wars. Okay? We're fighting their wars to conquer, to steal from them their natural resources. Okay? John the Baptist instructed the soldiers and said, do violence to no man. Your politicians are actually rewarding your military to do violence to all of them. In Luke 3:14, John also instructed the soldiers to accuse none falsely. How do they create wars? What's the first casualty in every war? The truth. And you know what's crazy about it, Americans? You know it. But you let them do it anyways. So John the Baptist instructs the soldiers to do violence to no man. Well, the politicians do just the opposite. And then he also instructs them, the soldiers, neither accuse any falsely. And the politicians do just that to start the wars, which only proves the first casualty is always the truth. Are you done with it yet, America? Has it been your kids? And if it has been, I say that respectfully because I come from a military family too. But we need to make distinction between the Lord's wars and man's wars. Oh, but here's the good news. You know what the conservatives are doing and all the idolaters, friends? You know what they're saying? It's so wonderful and so graceful that Melania is writing personal letters to all of the fallen soldiers' parents. Oh, isn't that lovely? Oh, she's so gracious. By the way, did you know that people are also waiting for her download to come out of the Epstein files? Yeah, these are who you are hailing, people. I'm going to come right back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Oh, how right was B.H. Clendenin when he said, any preacher who has not stirred the Pharisees, the hypocrites, and the devils to the point of speaking evil against him is not preaching the gospel in its fullness. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Branstner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Just highlighting, after 9 days, 1,100 of your boys have been murdered on the behalf of modern-day Israel. You heard me. No matter how many times. No matter how many times the American people are told lie after lie to start these wars, no matter how many times we've been told by the Smedley Butlers of the past what war's all about, a racket, no matter how many times we've heard from those that are in hell now, namely Henry Kissinger, the pedophile, who's paying his paying for his crimes for eternity now, that said our military men are just dumb, stupid animals, only to be used as pawns for foreign policy, that Zionist, he wants you to know. And what's interesting is I didn't say it. They said it about your boys, and yet you keep sending your boys as a pawn for their foreign policy. 737 military bases in 142 countries, and Americans still go along. They just follow the lead, regardless if they're being told the truth or not, and 9 times out of 10, they're being lied to. And if the truth is spoken, it was blurted out in their confusion, or it's admixture, a little truth with more of their lies to make their buddies, their warmongering buddies over at the military-industrial complex, millions and billions of dollars off the ignorance of the American people who pay their tabs. Now, I'm just highlighting this really quick because I just showed you 1,100 boys. And I wanted to point out as well, even with this little post here of our boys, it's interesting that they can't even confirm that there wasn't more said casualties that have been brought home. Do remember during the Iraqi war, everything was premised on a lie, as we all know now. But what's interesting is when we were at Arlington Cemetery during that particular campaign, as they call it, you should have seen the row of seas of headstones in new graves at Arlington Cemetery that you didn't hear a peep about through the media. Why? Because the administration outlawed it. They didn't want you to see all the boys that were coming home dead, your kids. Because if the people seen it, it might put the kibosh on their war efforts in making more money by attacking another innocent nation. Okay? That's what's going on. Hey, folks, if you want to know where the evil is from and where it's coming from, that's all you have to do is look at the Capitol. And don't ask me again, folks. I'm telling you what I know. Ask the politicians there that are willing to tell you what others are not. I mean, this empire that we have, it's sickening. We're always told by these wicked, evil men about how we have to topple another country, only to find out that they made mad money off of the blood of our boys. Read Amos 4. The Lord told us, he said, the bodies, they'll be stacked up. And the Lord says back, and yet you would still not return unto me for this. The Lord was using judgment to bring people back unto himself. And the people still failed to do so. Well, there gets a point where you work out and exhaust the mercies of a just and a holy God. You know, like I say, you know, mercy rejoiceth against judgment. But yes, who does that fall to? To the repentant. And America is not repentant. And for all of you out there, a side note, that are looking for your revival and talking about revival, you don't know a thing you're talking about. Until men repent for violating God's moral law and put themselves in the position to receive the fullness of the Holy Ghost who's given to those that are obeying, Acts 5:32, it's all going to go for naught. And you're always going to be wondering when it's going to happen. I'll tell you when it's going to happen: when you meet the Lord on his terms, not on yours, not on the hireling's terms, on his. But then we have this, we have the idolaters praising Melania. By the way, she's all over the Epstein files, for those that don't know. People are asking the question, how come Melania is not being highlighted here? Well, Bradley, should you be going after the wife? Well, they're highlighting the wife. She's writing letters to all the parents. It's being reported right now. Oh, isn't that gracious? And they're talking about how she's such a classy lady. Is she? Is she? My goodness, folks, if this is your standard as to what you need to emulate and follow and support, I'd hate to see what it is that you wouldn't support. Honestly. Here's another one. This is brand new. Folks, Barron Trump is making headlines for a series of high-stakes oil investments that have reportedly yielded a staggering $20 million profit in less than 2 weeks. Wasn't it the Trump boys that were being called on by the American people to go first concerning the Iranian war? And isn't it also interesting that the Trump boys were trying to make excuse as to why that they couldn't go to war? They had spurs in their foot, or, for example, Barron's too tall. Wait a second. For all of you that have a child that's 18 years old, an adult now, that they're telling you that by the end of December of 2026, he has to be enrolled for a draft. I can't find that in the Constitution. Nobody can find that in the Constitution. Oh, Bradley, they got an amendment. Oh, really? Yeah. Wait a minute. They amended out the pith and marrow of the law. Is that what they've done? They've gutted the law. That's what you call an amendment. No, it's the other way around. It's got to be congruent with the Constitution, not to remove the heart of the Constitution, namely the laws. But again, I want you to see how this game is played. Barron's making money. It's being reported. I have it up on social media platforms right now. Barron tried to get out of service, military service, because he was too tall. Did you know that people answered that instantaneously? And they show memes that are going across these platforms where there's individuals that are serving in the military that are taller than Barron. See how the wars apply to you and to your children? And to, hey, folks, all of you that work all day, just keep in mind while you're working, this is what you're supporting. See, they don't want to go to war. No, they know what it is. But I'll tell you what, the Lindsey Grahams, the Judases, those that are in the halls of government, these warmongers, these traitors, Luke 22:48, to mankind, they want to send your kids. And folks, they're laughing about it. They're laughing about it. They're laughing that they don't have any more bombs to drop. Lindsey Graham said, yeah, the sodomite himself, right? We don't have any more bombs to drop. Man, that didn't even happen during World War II, he said. No, folks, I just, in all sincerity, I've got 3 minutes left. If these devils who know nothing of war want war, send them. Send them. And America, it gets to the point where if you don't deal with it, the problem's going to fester and it's going to get bigger and it's going to get out of hand. And you're going to look back and say within yourself, you know what? We should have dealt with this when we seen the little leaving, not when it's all a lump now. No, no, no. And leaving, what does it symbolize? Wicked doctrines. So what I'm saying is when we see, and if you pay attention to the show, I caught that, and I'm catching myself right now by the quickening of the Holy Ghost. If you remember right, friends, I was teeing up this draft. I was teeing it up for you by the Holy Ghost, who is faithful all the time. The Holy Ghost was teeing this up to show you this is what was coming. Let's take heed to his voice. Not trying to claim, I'm not claiming to be anything. I'm just telling you, I went back on my articles and sure enough, there they are. I shared with the people, this is what they're doing. And I shared with the people, if this is what they want, let's take every one of these warmongering politicians, these snakes. They don't even trust each other, people. But the American people allow them to have the helm. Let's take every single one of them, including Mylakowski, and let's take every single one of them and let's put them all in a cage with the countries that they hate. Okay? And let's watch them fight to the death. Oh, let's not forget their children. I mean, because again, they want to make sure that you understand that draft applies to you. I am here to tell you once again, that draft is unconstitutional. I'm here to tell you, Congress is the voice of the people, and we did not delegate authority to our said limited representative government to steal our kids away to go fight on the behalf of them. Oh, simultaneously, they're alluring the illegals into your country. Simultaneously, all across the country right now, those same said representatives are trying to disarm you, Americans. They're trying to disarm you. But it's okay for them to arm your boys to go kill innocent people. And then when they come back, what they do is they basically target our veterans. And then what they do is they cut off their benefits and then they render them with some sort of mental disability and kick them to the curb so they can end up out in California on the street somewhere living under a bridge. This is what you put up with. Listen to me. I love my God enough, and I love my people enough that listen, regardless if people don't listen. I just want to tell you, this is exactly where America is today, and it is for us, the American people, the government, to hold them accountable
for the crimes that they commit against the people they're supposed to serve. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Monk, sorry about that. You called in too late. I'll get you on tomorrow's show. Got you from 1 to 3 Central Standard tomorrow. 1 to 3 Central Standard time tomorrow. See.